Does that make me crazy? We need your calls at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You know those things you do when no one's watching and you're wondering, like, wow, if anybody saw me do this, what would they think of me? Would they think I was a bat...
person?
Batman crazy?
Bad.
Give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE and let us know that thing that you do that makes you wonder. You know, we hear a lot of OCD stories. Mm-hmm. We hear a lot of very crazy things on mm-hmm. here. And we're guilty of some of these ourselves. Why don't we go around the room just to show that this is an open and forgiving environment.
Okay.
That we, too, are crazy.
Okay.
JC is the craziest one on the show.
Yeah, he is.
So far.
Yeah. So what do you got today?
Well, I like to do a ninja roll when I go into my living room, just in case there's intruders sometimes. You got to practice.
You do a ninja
roll. Like, if somebody breaks into your house, you want to walk in there doing a ninja roll and get up like, oh, what's up? Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you catch them off guard.
Yeah, you know, because if a guy rolls at me and I break into their house, I'm running out.
What are you going to do? Yeah, if you do the ninja roll, you stand up and there is an intruder there. Are you just going to...
Well, that's why I'm practicing in case... I hear and
hopefully it will scare him.
Yeah, I'll ninja roll in there and scare him away.
Along the same lines, if it is crazy to plan for a hypothetical situation,
mm-hmm. it's good to be prepared.
I just moved into a high rise, and I'm way up high, and I go out on the balcony and I look down to see, once I get my rope when the building's on fire, which balcony will I be traversing down to to get away from the fire?
That's just good planning.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to do 4 floors. I'm going to try to get down to like 23.
And you have that rope handy to scale?
Now have a 30-foot rope.
I'm going to give you a tip.
On my patio.
I would use a chain just in case the flames get out there and burn your rope off. You don't want to get burned in the middle of it.
Yeah, it would save
the rope. I've thought about this before as
Okay, but wouldn't the chain heat up and burn my hands?
Not if you go down. Mm-hmm. It'll have to catch up.
Chain's very hard to hold on to.
Yeah.
Just wear some gloves. Get some weightlifting
gloves. Oh, wait, these are my apartment's burning down gloves.
Yes.
Screw the dog.
I got my kit, gloves. You just keep the kit right there by the edge of the balcony.
Right.
I tried to come up with different things for it. And maybe this does make me crazy, because I thought, I mean, how expensive would it be to have a one-man hot air balloon on your patio at all times that you could just jump in and all it has to do is go down about 25 floors? Is that so hard?
Why don't you just parachute down?
Why don't you get an apartment on the first floor?
I'm worried about the helium and the fire. I wonder if the helium and the fire are a bad combination.
Yeah, you need to be a first floor guy. Second floor, maybe, Matt.
Just in case.
I get high-rise anxiety because of that.
Call me crazy, but I really, really, really don't want to burn alive. To me...
Does that make you crazy?
So, does it finally make sense why I'm terrified of dying in a plane crash?
There you go. You don't want to burn alive. All right.
You can get that squirrel suit, too.
Here's one from a listener. Every time I go to the bathroom, I have to clean my ears with Q-tips. Every time they go to the bathroom.
Cleanest ears ever.
Yeah. Every time. Even like at a concert.
You're supposed to have some stuff in there.
Yeah, I heard it's bad if you clean it too much.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
the wax protects from, I don't know, external things.
And bugs and stuff.
Have a little bit.
Probably protects you from bugs crawling into
it. It helps you protect your eardrums.
Yeah, 7th grade hygiene class, I was told you never put anything in your ear that's smaller than your elbow.
Yeah.
And a Q-tip is way smaller than your elbow.
You're just not supposed to shove it way down.
Yeah, just get the outside of the canal. That is a big turnoff. A good-looking guy or a beautiful girl, you look over and there's a ball of earwax.
Oh, you get that close?
Well, they just turn their head. You can see it.
You can see it in there.
Sometimes. If it's a lot caked up in there.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Kelly, you got one for us?
Swab it out with something every once in a while. Well, you know, I've been tired lately, so I've been trying to squeeze in naps at red lights. Does that make me crazy?
I hate when you fall asleep.
I feel like I can time it out a minute and a half and open my eyes, and sometimes it takes a few times, and there's a few honks involved. But
I actually got a ticket for falling asleep at a red light.
I didn't know that was a ticketable offense.
Yeah, very bad.
Yeah, and he wanted me to do the sobriety test, and I'm like, it's 11 in the morning. I'm not drunk. I'm tired. All right, Jenna, you got one?
I do. This one's dark.
Okay. Oh, imagine that.
What a shock.
Halloween weekend.
So not predictable at all then.
Well, thanks. But you guys will be glad to know that sometimes I practice eulogy speeches for loved ones in case I ever get asked
to. Oh, my God.
That's very dark.
Have you practiced for us?
Well, you know, I go to a wedding and I see, you know, the best man. I get really tired when people are bad at giving speeches. So I kind of sit there and run through my head. But I find myself doing it for, like, sad moments, and then I get teary.
Yeah.
So it's kind of twofold. I'm preparing myself for the death of a loved one and what I would say, and also bettering my acting abilities.
Have you ever run it by the person, like your mom or whatever, like call her up and be like, here's what I'm going to say when you're dead?
Maybe I've been doing it more for my roommate, which
roommate.
I don't want to tell her because then that sounds creepy that we live together.
It means you're going to kill her.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It just means I'm practicing because I know I would probably want to get up there and say something if I could compose myself, you know?
Yeah.
I just want to maybe make people laugh for, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
And here
does that make me crazy? No.
Yeah. Do you think you
play that improv music when you go up on the to the stage? Mm-hmm.
Thought you were going to tell me what a bad Googleizer I am. Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Googly was?
Exactly.
So you're getting out of Googly.
So not crazy, right?
Not crazy at all. No. Make me crazy. Here's a guy. It says Danielle. Sorry, it's a girl. She says, I wear sunglasses inside the house before I turn on the lights in the morning. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Sunglasses in the house. Before
that's weird.
Turn the lights
very
on.
Weird.
Sensitive. Michelle says, when I'm downtown, I always look for nooks and crannies in case I'm ever homeless and I need a place to sleep.
Oh.
So I look in alleys and be like, behind this dumpster would be good.
That'd be a good box.
Does that make me crazy?
That's homeless house hunting right there.
Homeless house hunting.
Yeah.
Shailene says, I pick my nose and feed it to the dog. Does that make me crazy?
Oh, winner. Winner,
that
chicken
that grosses me out.
That makes you so gross.
Winner, chicken dinner.
I'm a dental hygienist kid, and when I'm working on an elderly patient, I always picture how their teeth will look when they're dead in their coffin.
See,
you should hang out with Jenna.
do they ever have a dead person in the coffin smiling?
No.
Yeah. Well, I guess they could stitch their mouth a certain way.
That's weird.
And I want to be smiling.
I mean, you shouldn't see a person's teeth when they're dead.
I want to be making
the mouth
sexy
should be closed.
Face.
Sexy face. I'm going to do duck face.
I want to be like some duck face, sexy
do
face.
Do Magnum.
I think the dead Facebook picture is going to catch on.
Oh, no. This is the most morbid, that made me crazy ever.
Guys, I'm going to get death photos taken.
All right, to the phones, or does that make me crazy? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Christine.
I'm 24, and before I turn off the lights in my room, I still spot my bed and run to it because I still have that monsters under my bed mentality.
Oh, man.
Someone's going to grab your ankles.
It just means you had a very traumatic childhood.
Yeah. A lot of us do that.
Did they tell you, like, you really believe there's monsters under there?
For some reason, I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
I run to my bed and jump on it.
I would say, yeah. I'm voting crazy.
How old are you?
24.
Okay.
See, I get into my car real quickly in parking garages for the same thing because I feel like it's a perfect spot for someone to hide.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
But there's no monster under your bed. That's a totally different thing.
I've got so much crap under my bed that nobody could fit under there. That's what he needs to do is use it for storage.
I mean, you've got lead singers from bands we haven't heard of under there, right?
They'll never find the body.
Yeah. Hey, Rachel.
Hey.
Hey.
I am completely.
I can't hear you at all.
All right.
Rachel, sorry, baby.
Let's try Chelsea. Hi.
Hey, whenever I get put on hold and it sends me to the automated voice that says, hey, your call is very important to us, I always talk back to that person.
What do you say?
They're like, oh, your call is very important to us. I'm like, my call is very important to me, too. Thank you.
Oh, man.
I do that same thing.
But I tell them, no, it's not. Otherwise, you would have already answered.
I just keep saying operator over and over, thinking it's one of those systems that'll, if you say it enough
press
times.
Press 101.
Yeah. Operator. Like zero. Yeah. Operator. That eventually it'll take you to the operator.
And I also talked to that lady on the elevator. The voice, it says, you know, open, doors opening, or what floor it is. I
must
say,
be
like,
nice
hey, how you
to
doing?
Be so rich. Your elevator talks.
Yeah.
My elevator doesn't say anything.
Oh.
Oh, it's mad at me. It's giving me the silent treatment.
Trying to speak to you.
That's a girl elevator.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, Andrea.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I have to have grocery bags, those reusable ones in all different colors. But if I don't have one that matches what I'm wearing, I won't bring them in. Does that make me crazy?
Okay, so you bring your own bags to the grocery store because you're environmentally correct.
You're green.
But they have to match your clothes.
That's right. So I don't have one that matches, I won't bring them in. I'll use plastic bags.
Wow.
So you have a recyclable bag wardrobe.
So you're only green when you match.
Well, it's certainly nice to talk to Mariah Carey. Because I would think she probably does that.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey don't go shopping.
Wow. Man. I'd say yes. That's crazy.
Taking it to another level right there.
You think she has some cats?
She's got it.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey.
You're on Does That Make Me Crazy? What's up?
When I get my Halloween decorations out every year, I have to go, Does that make me crazy?
Can we get that
No, because you do it so
do
good.
It again.
Give it to
do
me
it
again. Very impressive. Nice.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
She got go.